So now let's start the Simon Tov Kuf Yud Dalet with Shulchan Aruch after we did the introduction. Says the Shulchan Aruch, again we said this is going with the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam. If you look in the Ber HaGoyla, he says, Mehodaboy Abai Me Rabba Upashte Beit Zadavcha Beis. Abai asks Rabba the question about putting out the fire to save your house. And the answer over there is that it was Aser, and that's from Beit Zadav Chapez. So let's see. Aser lechabos dleika b'yontif. You're not allowed to put out a fire on Yontif. Now, I have in my Mishmur an asterisk. I assume you do as well. Right under the Mechaber Ramah, there's an asterisk. Bizman azeh mutter lechabos afila b'shabbos. Nowadays, we put out a fire even on Shabbos. V'ayin le'elsim shin lamedalit se'if chaf vav. Okay, so this is all, you know, more theoretical. At least this particular aspect of the house burning up. Also, the chabas zleika biyantiv. Afilu im roe beiso shen israf. Even if he sees his house burning down. Im ein sham sakonas nefashos. If there's no sakonas nefashos, he's not allowed to put out the fire. Period. Mishmur sif katan aleph. Dimishum hefzit mamon lohutar kibo biyantiv. Hefzit mamon does not allow you to put out a fire on yantiv. Look at the Mishmur Sivkatan Beis. Hainu, afilu eino bayis achel ladurisham, even though he doesn't have another house to go to, v'yimnem simchus yontif, and he will not have simchus yontif, aser l'dei azu, according to this opinion, it's going to be aser. D'mikamakam l'choshiv ze tzorech ochel nefesh. It's not considered ochel nefesh. Okay, we'll see more about that in the Ramah. Okay, next line of the Mechaber. The Ein Mechabin HaBakas is a piece of wood on fire. You're not allowed to put it out. V'afil k'day shelo yit ashen habayit, even if it means that the house is going to go up in smoke. Oh, HaKedera. Or it's going to ruin the food. And that's a direct Ochal Nefesh, seemingly a direct Ochal Nefesh need. Oh, k'day l'shamish mitoso. Or for Tashmish. Mishra, so or everything's going to be Aser. That's the Rif. That's the Rambam with the hard line. Everything here is going to be Aser. Okay, let's see. So, Mishra, Siv, Katan, Dalet. O, Akedera. V'lo choshev kibui zeh ochal nefesh. Now, why is that an ochal nefesh? I understand I don't have anywhere to eat my Suda. Okay, that's already far removed. But you ever talk about the food for the Suda. The food for the Suda is going to turn into a charcoal. You know, put your kid's lachmania on the toaster to defrost it. You forget. You get distracted. Next thing you know, the lachmania is black, half black. The kid's not touching that lachmania. So this is direct ochel nefesh. So v'lo choshek zeh ochel nefesh av she'ein lo makom acher lahamir hakedei resham. And you have nowhere else to put the food. V'nei she'ein kibur habakat masayeya klum l'ochel nefesh. Because extinguishing the fire over there is not helping the food. Meaning it doesn't do anything positive for the food. It just makes sure that you don't ruin the food. So it sounds like ochel nefesh has to be something positive. Give something positive to the food, not removing something that's going to destroy the food. So this would sound very similar to at least machshirei ochel nefesh. It relates to food. Well, and you couldn't do it before yantif, because before yantif, the food was not in danger of burning. This is a new need that arrived. A new thing that came up on yantif. The Kaimalon Deshari, which we hold as Mutter, so it should be Mutter, because El Siman Tav Kuf Tes Baga. Svirala the Deyazu de Lav Ko Machshire Oichal Nefesh Hitiru. This opinion holds that not all Machshire Oichal Nefesh Mutter, El Adavka Osush and Krovim Yosu Le Tikun HaOchel. Only those things that occur of the Tikun HaOchel. It's a very, very difficult gather. And the Sharatzi, and he brings out Ran B'Shem HaRamban, where meaning minat Torah, everything is going to be mutter. Machshiri ochel nefesh, that couldn't be done before yantif. But midrabanan chazal were not always mekel, and here is a case where they were not always mekel. Now it's we have to see if this is consistent throughout the halachos, because I don't know, maybe it is. Now let's say like this. I'll give you another example. Let's say you have food on the fire. It's on a high flame on yantif. Okay. Now the food's not finished cooking, but the high flame is going to destroy the food. It'll cook it, but it'll ruin it. So I need now a small flame. Let's say I don't have any other small flame. So here, lowering the flame is not just preventing the ruination of the food. Here, lowering the flame enables the food to positively continue to cook. So that's different than what we're discussing over here. Here we're just talking about, it sounds like you're just preventing the food from being ruined. It doesn't sound like you're infusing any positive heat into that food that's going to do anything positive. That's what it sounds like. I mean, but if that's the case, then it sounds like the food is ready. I mean, if I take out a bakat, or an oven has, let's say an old-fashioned oven, right, has a lot of wood on fire. So if I take out some of that fire, so then I've lowered the heat of the oven, and then it can continue cooking properly. But it doesn't sound like that's what's going on over here. It just says, like, you're not doing anything. Ain't lo masayei akum ochal nefesh. You're just taking away that which is damaging the food. So if that's the case, it would sound like the food's ready. If the food's ready, so then just take the pot out of the oven. Okay, I'm not sure. We'll get to lowering the fire, which of course is the most relevant part of this whole simon for us. We'll get this soon. Mishabura sifkatan hey. Dasal shamish bifnehan ner. And then there's a whole discussion in the Bi'alacha. I guess we could do that for homework. Alright, so let's take a look. Bi'alacha, okay, the shamish, I mishabura the fila in the eight, the final sanela makamacha, gamkin also. He has no other option. So it's either he abstains, or he puts out the fire. So the Mechaber says he can't put out the fire. The Ramah is going to argue on a lot of the Mechaber, but he doesn't argue on this point. So that's what the Bir Halacha goes on to say. The Af HaRamah, the cost of Lahakal Gabi Kedera Ubayis, Im Ein Lamakom Acher, Ubazel Ocholak. The Ramah doesn't disagree with this point in the Mechaber. So the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber that it's going to be us to blow out the candle. There's a long taz over here. But it's not something that should be publicized. And we have a whole list in the brackets. They did not rely on him to be makel in this. They did not rely. The boys can disagree with the Taz. The Rak Biyantiv Sheni Shagolius Da Sapri Chodosh Veli Rabu Lahaka Baza Mishum Diyesh Lismach Alamatir and Biyantiv Sheni Rajba Viran Kidilakame. Like we said from the Ran, all three cases are lumped together. And the case of the eye medicine is mutter to take on Yantiv Sheni. So if it's mutter in the third case, it should be mutter on the first two cases as well. So the Prichodesh and Eli Rabba are Mekel Yantif Sheni. And there's also a postgame, including Eli Rabba, that are Aser B'Yantif Rishon. We'll be Karben Nisana, Matalachim Abba Yantif Sheni. Karben Nisana is Machmer, even Yantif Sheni. Nechein Dasachai Adam is also Machmer Yantif Sheni. Im Lokishi Yitzro Misgaber Olav Olel Tvila Az Yesh Lismachala Matirim B'Yantif Sheni Lechabos. So bottom line, it's going to be Aser Yantif Rishon. Yantif Sheni, Mekel Din sounds like it's also Aser, but there's room to be makel in those two extenuating circumstances only on Yontif Sheni. Okay, and again, that's based on the Ran that all three cases are lumped together, and the third case, the halacha is that it's mutter Yontif Sheni, so then the Ran wants to lump them all together, so the other should also be mutter Yontif Sheni. Okay, there's another Bir Halacha coming up that also discusses Yontif Sheni. Let's go back to the Ramah. So the Mechaber basically assert everything. Hagon note says Rama v'yesh oimrim dafkem efshel atzilak kedera below kibui. You're not allowed to put out the fire that's ruining your food only if you could save your pot without putting out the fire. But if you can't save the food without putting out the fire, then you're allowed to put out the fire. The Ram Machaber wouldn't agree with that. The Rif and the Ram say it's also. This is going with the Rosh and the Rashba, who have a more lenient approach. Okay, so if there's no other way to do it, then you would be allowed to put out the fire if it's endangering, if it's going to burn your food. V'chein nira li ikir. V'chein babayis. Not only your pot, which is a direct food-related issue, even the house. Im yisarif habayis ol yalo mokum le'achol sham. If his house is going to burn down, again, no pikuach nefesh at all, which means it's theoretical and not practical. Nowadays you put out fires. So, if the house is going to burn down without any pikuach nefesh, so normally he's not allowed to put out the fire. Just to save his property, he's not allowed to put the fire. But in here, Siyantiv, lo yelo makom lechosham, his dining room is going to go up in flames. Nowhere to eat. The yavs is too dark, so he won't be able to eat in the dining room. Where is he going to have a suda? Motu lechabos. Then he will be allowed to put out the fire to save the dining room so that he can eat his suda. But if he has another house down the road where he can eat his suda, also the chabas mishum hesem amono, is not allowed to put out the fire to save his property. So this is what how the Rama started. I mean, he started with a pot, and then it got very extreme when we're talking about the guy's house. But if he has no way of saving the food, or saving, he has nowhere to eat the food, there's no other options, he'd be allowed to put out the fire. If he has other options, he's not allowed to put out the fire. Mishra Sikkotam Vav, im efshel atzah kedera mi'ishun, from being burnt or smoked or whatever, kagon, sheyachol asot esh b'mokom acher ula midasham, set a fire somewhere else, and put the pot on the smaller fire over there, o sheyeshu akapon mokom lashach habakas l'chutz v'lo l'chabos ha'mamish. Ah. Or he could take out this thing of wood that's on fire without putting it out, and just put it outside and let it burn out somewhere else, where it's not going to destroy his house. Okay. Now this is very, 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 very important Mishabura. Dirshu footnote 7 throws a flag over here. A very important flag. What the Mishabura just told us is that it's better to light a new fire, a smaller fire, to continue cooking your food, than to lower a big fire, then extinguish a big fire, and then continue cooking your food. So the question is, why is lighting the fire better than putting out the fire? So the Dirshu footnote 7, so it says like this. I'll read the footnote because it's very important. Ubetam adavar she'odif lavir eish milachabos eish. Why is it better to light a new fire than put out the old fire? So Rosh Homa Zalman explains this in Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa Yud Gimel Nun Beis. And Rav Nissen Karelitz also explains, like Rosh Homa Zalman, Shekibui is more similar to Machshiri Ochel Nefesh, and not Ochel Nefesh Mamish. Whereas lighting the fire is Ochel Nefesh Mamish. And therefore, based on that, and that's how Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen brings down the halacha in his Laws of Yontif book in the first paragraph. He says, if I have, let's say I have a non-electric oven, non-electric starter, I have a pilot light, a good old-fashioned pilot light, like we were raised back in the 70s and the 80s, so you can turn on the stovetop on Yontif. So, according to these poskim, it's better to leave the big fire where it is, turn on a little fire, and move the pot from the big fire, where it's going to get ruined, to the little fire. And that's better than lowering the big fire. Now, in Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen's book, he brings down what Rav Moshe argues, as Dirshu is also going to bring down. It sounds over there, Simcha Bunim Cohen brings down that, sounds like Rav Moshe is like Das Yochid. However, Dirshu brings down Rav Yoshev, agrees with Rav Moshe. So, you have, based on how Dirshu sets up the lineup, you have Rav Moshe and Rav Yoshev against Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Nissen Karelitz. But listen to what he brings, how he brings down for Rav Moshe. I did not look it up inside. Meidach in Igros Moshe, Kosav, in a couple of places. Shadas Harama Ein Adifut Lahabara Tzarchocha Nefesh Apnei Kibbutz Tzarchocha Nefesh. It's not better to light a fire to cook than to extinguish a fire to cook. So why did, but it sounds like that over here. This Mishabur says it sounds mafurish. Says mafurish. It's better to light another fire than to put out the big fire, to lower the big fire. So he says the reason is because to put out a fire that's made up of tons of twigs involves many different acts of kibui. But to light a new fire, usually, you put the wood, you put the whatever, you light, well, you're not going to light the match, obviously, you transfer fire and it's one act. You bring a candle that's lit and you put it on the fire and then the whole thing lights up. The kibui is each twig has to be put out. So that's why here it's better. But in the case of a stove, you question if you turn the knob clockwise or counterclockwise, it's the same one act. Rav Moshe wants to say that even according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Ramah, there is no, it's not better to light, to raise the fire than it is to lower the fire. Then Rav Moshe continues. Not only does he think you're allowed to lower the fire and don't have to make a new one, he thinks you have to do it this way. Why do you have to do it this way? Because lowering a fire is not really, the Issa Daraisa of Kibui is only, it's like a positive act of creating a coal. You have a piece of wood on fire and you blow out the fire and now you have this positive thing called a coal. When you just lower the gas, it's not creating anything positive. It's just removing some of the gas and removing some of the fire. And that, he says, is only going to be Aser Midrabanan. Let's say if someone were to do that on Shabbos Chas V'Shalom, that would be Aser Midrabanan. Whereas lighting the fire is on Shabbos, it would be Aser Min HaTorah. So he says, the Iser of lowering our contemporary stoves is less of an iser than lighting the stoves. So Meikra Din, you're allowed to raise the fire. But he says you're also allowed to lower the fire. And lower the fire is less usser and therefore preferable than raising the fire. Okay, so anyway, it's bottom line. Bottom line, Shlomo Zalman says, no, like the Poshet reading of the Mishnah Berurah, you should better to light a new fire than to extinguish the big one. And Rav Moshe and Rav Yoshev say, no, it's better to lower the one that you're using. Now, that's very relevant. Now, Lamaisa, nowadays, we don't have these stoves anymore. And most stoves have electric starters. And if you didn't light it before, no, you have an old-fashioned pilot light oven. Okay, Ashreichem. No. Okay, you can't light the match on Yontif. Okay. So, anyway, bottom line, there's definitely Avra Moshe and you have Rav Yashiv. So, in the course of cooking, you could lower the fire, and it's to enable the food to give something positive into the food. Not just to prevent the food, if it's just to prevent the food from burning, so that sounds like the food's ready. If the food's ready, the food's ready. But if you need to give some positive heat into the food, so then it's not just removing the negative, and then it would be mutter to lower the gas flame, not electric, we're not dealing with anything electric, lower a regular gas flame on Yontif. Okay, Mishmar Sifkot and Zayin. So the Ramah disagrees with the Mechaber and says if you don't have a choice, you are allowed to extinguish the fire. Svirlu dezeo torech ocha nefesh mamish umutter hakibui. You're allowed to put out the fire when you have no other option. Like the Torah allowed you to cook and bake, the Torah lets you put out the fire to Tzorach Ochal Nefesh. Hold on a second. Maybe that's it. I'm still confused over here. Maybe when he said that it's not Ochal Nefesh because you're just removing something that's going to destroy your food. Maybe that's the Mechaber, and maybe the Ramah says even that is okay. Although, we're talking about where you have no other option. The Ramah agrees if you have a better option. If you don't have to do the Kibui, don't do the Kibui. But when you don't have a different option, you're allowed to do the Kibui. The Machaber wouldn't agree with that. What if it's not anything positive? It's just removing the negative. The food shouldn't burn. Sounds like it's okay. Maybe that's a pshat. Okay. If the fire is too big and it's going to burn the food, you need to take away some of the fire. You have to take away some of the wood, even though when you take out the wood, the fire is going to disappear. Shari, it's still going to be mutter. V'chei nira li the Ramah paskins like his yesh omrim. V'chei nira li ikir. And it says in Mishabura, v'chei hetiku achronim. V'gam bedin sh'achar ze hetiku ka Ramah the poskim. And Mishabura brings down that the poskim agree with the Ramah, both the first half of the Ramah and the second half of the Ramah. Okay, look at the Mishabura sifkat in Yubayz. If he has a different house to eat his food in, he can't put out this fire. Okay, this is the halacha, they always put out a fire. That's all discussion. What does the goyim have to do with the fact that you're allowed to put out the fire? Okay, ayin sham for homework. And ayin sham, Dirshu has a discussion over there also. What about Eretz Yisrael? You don't live amongst goyim, but the Maisa, it's always considered a chash pikuach nefesh, and we put out the fire bizman hazeh. Now the Ramah talks about that your dining room is going to burn down. You're not going to have anywhere to eat the suda. So he says, but if you have somewhere else to eat, so look at the bir alacha dibar maska aval yesh lo bayis acher ayin bebeis Yosef shevi dasa Mordechai b'shem Rabbeinu Elchanan de mekel. He sounds like the dining room will be okay. He'll have somewhere to eat. He has a patio. I don't know. He has a gina with table and chairs and an umbrella. He has somewhere to eat. But he won't have anywhere to spend all yantif. So Rabbeinu Elchanan holds that's also considered enough ochal nefesh to put out the fire. That's already too far removed. And it's a funny case, because like if you burn down your house, you also lose your dining room. You also lose your dining room. So I don't know. I guess you can eat in the Gina. But you're not going to spend all Shabbos in the Gina, because that's all Yontif in the Gina. That's very nakishmak. Next, Bir Alacha, Oser L'Chabos. Ayin Prichadosh B'Simin Tov Tzadi Vav. That's the second simon in Hilchos Yontif, where we discuss the fact that Refua is mutter on Yontif Sheni. Shemachriya kedas Rashba v'aran. Tchihech delikho ain ashar b'yontif Sheni, just like medicine, put eye medicine on a Yontif Sheni is mutter. Hu adin lechabos adleiko lechabos and etnei tash mishamita the mutter. The other two cases are also going to be mutter Yontif Sheni because they're all lumped together. Uvesefer korban asan hevi dvarav v'cholak alav ayin sham. He disagreed. No. We make ill by the eye medicine. We're not making the other two cases. He brings down that rant that lumps all three together to be make ill yantav sheni. Everyone argues on him. Skip down to the second to last line of this bir halacha. The gamma Rashba afa pishu who may amekili and see aim the roy lochlish velasor. The Rashba was maker a din, but still said it's better not. The alkein bottom line says the bir halacha bevaday me'anochon laachmir because it is certainly proper to be machmir even on yontif sheni. Except for the two cases that he delineated by Tashmish at the end of the first Bir Alacha, Dibar Masla, O Kedei L'Shamesh, there he had two extenuating circumstances where he says you could be Mekel from the Chai Adam. Otherwise, Yantif Sheni should be treated like Yantif Rishon and is going to be Aser. And that is Tov Kuf Yud Aleph Seif Aleph.